In class, she had insulted and challenged and vilified him at every turn, egging the Riley monster to join in the attack. He would never forget those two. No one on the faculty ever would. They were like two Huns sweeping down on Rome. Dr. Tauch idly wondered if they had married each other. Each certainly deserved the other. Perhaps they had both defected to Cuba.
Some of those historical characters are so dull.
That's very true,
Tauch agreed, eager to join any campaign against the figures of English history who had been the scourges of his existence for so many years. Simply keeping track of them all gave him a headache. He paused to light a Benson and Hedges and cleared some of the phlegm of English history from his throat.
They all made so many foolish mistakes.
I know.
The girl looked into her compact mirror. Then her eyes hardened and her voice grew a little surly.
Well, I don't want to waste your time with all this historical chatter. I wanted to ask you what happened to that report that I handed in about 2 months ago. I mean, I'd like to get some idea of what kind of grade I'm going to get in this course.
Oh, yes,
Dr. Tauch said vaguely. His hopeful bubble burst. Under their skins, students were all alike. The lovely girl had turned into a steely-eyed businesswoman checking, adding the profits of her grades.
You handed in a report, did you?
I most certainly did. It was in a yellow binder.
Let me see if I can find it, then.
Dr. Tauch got up and began to look through piles of various antique term papers, reports, and examinations on the top of the bookcase. As he was rearranging the stacks, an old sheet of wide-lined tablet paper folded into an airplane fell out of one binder and glided to the floor. Tauch had not noticed the plane, only one of the many that had come sailing through his transom and window one semester a few years earlier. As it landed, the girl picked it up, and seeing that there was writing on the yellowed paper, unfolded the glider.
Tauch, you have been found guilty of misleading and perverting the young. I decree that you be hung by your underdeveloped testicles until dead. Zorro.
The girl reread the red crayon message, and as Tauch continued to press his search on top of the bookcase, she opened her purse, dropped in the airplane, and snapped the clasp.